do you hold her closer still and say you've got it all? I'm left with myself. I'm left with myself. I've got no one to blame. I draw a line and the circle remains. Left with myself.
Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. Now on this morning's show, we've got some soundtracks, some oboe music, of course, a taste of Russia, and some Flanders and Swan. But to begin, let's hear some music by Mozart, his rondo from his Horn Concerto No. 4. Now, Mozart actually wrote 4 horn concertos, which are generally a staple of most of the professional horn players' repertoire. The concertos were written for his friend, Joseph Liedtke, whom he had known since childhood. Now, Liedtke was a skilled player, and the works are actually very difficult to perform on natural horn of the period. Lots of interesting stuff, many hand trills, hand stopping, and rapid tonguing. Well, for me, I can't think of a better way to start off a Sunday morning. So let's hear a performance by Barry Tuckwell and the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields with Sir Neville Mariner.
Thank you.
A little cheeky and a little cheerful. That was Barry Tuckwell on horn. He's joined by the members of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, with Sir Neville Mariner conducting. That was the Rondo from Mozart's Fourth Horn Concerto. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to move on to some great music by John Lurie. Now, he's a composer, musician, actor, director, painter. I think the list keeps going on. A true Renaissance man. He's also the co-founder of the Lounge Lizards. It's a great jazz ensemble. He's also acted in, I'll just do the resume here for you, more than 20 films, composed and performed for television and film, and was actually nominated for a Grammy for the soundtrack to Get Shorty back in 1996. This morning we're going to hear a lovely performance that he composed for the black and white film, a great film, I urge you to see it, called Stranger Than Paradise. We're going to hear it performed by the members of the Balinescu Quartet. Thank you. The Balanescu Quartet. That was music from the film Stranger Than Paradise. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I'm kind of feeling in the mood to take a trip to Russia. So here it is, the St. Petersburg Balalaika Ensemble. And they're joined by Alexander Sadonikov.
За острова настрежен на простор речной волны выплывают расписные острогрудые челны. Разин, обнявшись, сидит с княжной, свадьбу новую справляет. Он весело их пьяной.
Oh,
Nothing like some music from the homeland. Music from Russia. That was the St. Petersburg Balalaika Ensemble with Alexander Sadonikov. And it's my favorite time of the program. We're kind of bumping up a little early this Sunday. It's oboe music time. Time to celebrate one of the hardest instruments to master. And today, some music by William Alwyn. Now, Alwyn was a virtuoso flute player, also a composer, and he taught at London's Royal Academy of Music. He was a professor there back in 1926 to 1955, kind of hard years. And during those war years, he was also employed by the Ministry of Information. And this is interesting because he actually composed scores for documentary films which were used for morale building and instructing the troops, and a little bit of propaganda thrown in there as well. And during the war at night, he also served as an air raid warden in North London. And it was in one of these hazardous sleepless nights, we can only imagine, that he composed his oboe concerto. It was premiered back in 1949. This morning we're going to hear a great performance by Nicholas Daniel. He's joined, appropriately, by the City of London Sinfonia. Let's hear the second movement, the Andante. The opening andante from William Allen's Oboe Concerto. That was Nicholas Daniel on oboe. He was joined by the members of the City of London Symphonia. Well, that just sort of jumped in there, but it was a nice, refreshing touch. Some music from, you may have seen the film, The Piano, composed by Michael Nyman. Really lovely music. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about 4 times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, Baru Latino Restaurante, The Bike Kitchen, Cove, Dentry's Pub, Displace Hatchery, Limelight, The Eatery, Fresh is Best Salsa, Gargoyles, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Hi, my name's Matthew. When I first got back from a military tour in Afghanistan, anytime I heard a siren or even a car alarm, I'd lose it completely. I would turn into a wild man, screaming, waving my arms. People would yell at me, "Shut up, you crazy. Get a job, would ya?" Well, I didn't go out and get a job. I got help instead. Now, I'm in a clean and safe apartment. I have friends and helpers who understand me. I landed a decent job. But I gotta admit, I still don't like car alarms or sirens. I used to think mental illness was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Columbian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I am in the mood for some lovely choral music. It seems apropos on a Sunday morning. Specifically that by Thomas Tallis. Now, he was considered one of England's greatest early composers, but not much is known too much about this 16th century composer's life. I will tell you the last two lines of an epitaph read, "As he did live, so also did he die, in mild and quiet sort. To God full oft for mercy did he cry. Wherefore he lives, let death do what it can." A great elude to a quiet and pious man. He left us some amazing music, which has survived centuries, so let's take a listen. Here are the Tallis Scholars and Spem in Alium.
Thank you.
How beautiful is that on a Sunday morning? We heard the Tallis Scholars and Thomas Tallis's Spem in Allium. Now, you've been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And do stay tuned now for a great 2 hours of lots of information and some fun music. It's Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture, with the very talented Worku. Coming up next, and I'm going to leave you now with just a little taste of something from the past, a blast back to Flanders and Swan. We'll reconvene next Sunday at 9 a.m. Till then.
Need I introduce, at the piano, the well-known pianist, composer, linguist, also contains lanolin, Donald Swan. I must be Michael Flanders. We write songs. Donald Swan here writes the music, I write the words. Some of these songs you may possibly have heard in reviews at Glyndebourne and so on. Others... Others you're less likely to have heard unless you've patronised this palace of culture before.
They all have.
They're the ones we write that we like to sing ourselves. That's what we're still going to do. We feel we're following this trend towards simplification in the theatres, you know. There have been reviews without scenery, been reviews without costume. But this is a review without scenery, without costume, except what Moss Bros has very kindly loaned to us. Even without a cast, which does make everything very much easier, we find also cheaper. This at the back here, I draw your attention to, is not a curtain. It's a photograph of a curtain by Tony Armstrong Jones. Welcome from both of us to our farrago. Eke out our imperfections with your thoughts, to coin a phrase. Think when we talk of horses that you see them printing their proud hoofs in the receiving earth. Don't think we do actually talk of horses. This song isn't about horses. This one is about buses. Well, buses we've all seen. Great big red things rushing about. We had one outside here, actually, about 20 minutes ago. Did you see it?
I did, yes.
With private on it, looking very lost. I can remember when it was a general. This was long... If you laugh and applaud, it means you're terribly old, and we have to go terribly slowly for that. Omnibus, my friend Mr. Swan informs me, comes from the Latin omnibus, meaning to or for, by, with or from everybody, which is a very good description. This song is about a bus. It's wittily subtitled, I thought of this, A Transport of Delight.
Some people like a motorbike, some say a tram for me, or for Bonnie, or me lorry. They'd lay them down and deem such means of locomotion seem rather dull to us, the driver and conductor of a London omnibus.